KQED. Over the weekend, about 900 Republicans gathered for a state convention in Burlingame, a quiet, leafy suburb south of San Francisco. The GOP's lack of relevance in this decidedly Democratic state is a perennial complaint at these periodic gatherings. But if party loyalists are planning to shake up their game to attract new fans, there was no sign of it in Burlingame. The California Report's Sacramento Bureau Chief John Myers has the story.
It was fitting, in a way. The marquee guest at the weekend state Republican convention was presidential candidate Newt Gingrich. Gingrich's odds are long, and yet he promised to make California relevant to a national Republican victory this fall.
You cannot follow the recent Republican practice of writing off our largest state and imagine that you're going to run an American campaign.
But a lot of things have to go Gingrich's way for him to have a chance. And for California Republicans, so too do a lot of things need to break just right to not be trounced by Democrats. Perhaps that's why Republican delegates this weekend, despite the excitement of the presidential race, were urged to keep their focus local.
Don't allow the conversation to just be about what's going to happen statewide in the presidential contest. We have literally hundreds and hundreds of other candidates and ballot measures who are depending upon us rolling forward. Does that all make sense? Okay.
On Saturday morning, former state party chair Ron Nehring briefed a standing-room-only crowd of local Republicans about the all-important ground game, walking neighborhoods, winning votes one house at a time. That, of course, is basic politics, and yet it's still what these Republicans desperately need. Republicans now make up only 30% of registered voters in California. That's a more than 5-point drop since 2004. Democratic registration has slightly increased in that time period. And that, as former state party chair Ron Nehring told his audience, means every Republican needs to show up on Election Day.
So that's called voter loyalty. When a Republican voter shows up to votes for a Republican candidate, that's considered loyalty. When a Democrat voter shows up and votes for a Republican candidate, that's called enlightenment. Okay?
But enlightening non-Republicans means bridging some of the divides that have only seemed to grow larger over the years. Those gaps exist with both middle-of-the-road voters and fast-growing ethnic communities, including Asians and Latinos. It explains why the weekend GOP convention featured town hall-style gatherings catered to both communities. The Latino event quickly turned to illegal immigration. Mario Rodriguez of San Clemente is a former vice chairman of the state Republican Party.
All the inroads that we're making, all of a sudden, the certain wing of the party rears its ugly head and starts saying things that turns off the Latino voters, and we have to change that.
But doing so has proved impossible. Most every recent statewide election has veered into issues related to undocumented immigrants. This year, there will no doubt be talk about the new California Dream Act, which removes citizenship as a requirement for financial aid at the state's colleges and universities. The consensus, if there was one, was that California Republicans need to first focus on where there is common ground, on the economy, taxes, and jobs. Michelle Rivas, a school board member in Sacramento, urged Republicans to fine-tune their focus.
I think that the party is its own worst enemy. If you know you're being baited, don't take the bait. I mean, honestly, what's the point? Because all you're doing is giving the opposition exactly what they want. Don't take the bait.
But campaigns often become fixated on highly charged issues, and many diehard Republicans are passionate about cracking down on illegal immigration. As such, some party leaders admit their 2012 challenge is to accept incremental progress rather than once again becoming politically irrelevant. For the California Report, I'm John Myers.